This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Parshas Tzav, b'makom asher tishachet ho'ela tishachet hachatas. The Torah is hinging the place of shechting the chatas on the place where the oila was shechted, as if the ikur establishment of where to shecht the carbon is dependent on the oila, and because the oila is shechted there, the chatas should be shechted there. What does this mean? The Shem Yishmol quotes his father, Avnei Nezer, that the reason why the oila was shechted in the tzafin, in the north, is because a carbon oila comes for hirhurei halev, improper thoughts. A thought is b'matzbun, in the hidden recesses of the heart. And since it's b'matzbun, the correct place to shecht the oila is in the tzafin. The question then is obvious. Why do we also shecht a chatos in the north? Chatos is not for a kavana. In fact, the carbon chatos is brought for a carbon. The carbon chatos is brought for an avera that was done b'shoigeg, where you did a maisa with no kavana at all. So if the whole reason to shecht in the north is because of the herhurei alev, which is in the matzbun, that's completely not even relevant by a carbon chatos. A carbon chatos is a maisa without a kavana. Says Hashem Yishmuel, there's a tradition, and this is a klal that he established elsewhere, that a Jew will only violate an avera b'shoigeg if he has a secret hishtoikukos and a desire to do the avera. So it could be right now that Yid had no desire to do the avera. He didn't want to do the avera. It was b'shoigeg. He did the maisa and he forgot. But the reason he came to do this maisa without kavana is because on a different occasion he had a hishtoikukos or a hisrashlos in this inyan. And therefore, when he brings the carbon for the chatos, he has to be mechaper for the hishtoikukos and the herhurei alev that he had elsewhere. This is the meaning, b'makom asher tishachet ho'ila tishachet hachatos. In the place where you shechted the oila, you shecht the chatos. Because the same reason we shecht the oila in the north, because of the herhurei halev, which was b'matzpun, that's the very same reason we shecht the chatos in the north. Because the reason the yid violated an avera b'shoigeg is because he had this prior hishtoikukos to do the avera for which he needs kapara. Wishing everyone a good tevach, a gezunt tevach, refuos, yeshuos, nechamos, lanu ulechol Yisrael, amen.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.